This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Other than Obamacare, which, as we talked about earlier, is deep in the legislative meat grinder right now, perhaps no legacy of the Obama years is more disliked by congressional Republicans than the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. The CFPB, in the vernacular, was created as part of Dodd-Frank, the post-crisis tightening of regulations on the financial industry. And now, with Republicans in charge in Washington, its future, like the Affordable Care Act, is uncertain. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer reports.
Here are the kinds of things the CFPB does. It educates consumers, and it's created new, easy-to-understand mortgage forms. The CFPB also enforces consumer laws on things like fraud. It took the lead in the Wells Fargo case, fining the bank $100 million for opening unauthorized accounts without consumers' knowledge that generated fees for the bank. Tracy Kilgore was ensnared in that scandal.
Oh, I was really angry. I felt like I was a victim of a crime.
Kilgore says a Wells Fargo employee applied for a credit card in her name without her permission. She joined other consumers in a class action suit against the bank. It wouldn't comment on her case, but Kilgore says the CFPB has been the driving force in holding Wells Fargo accountable, and she doesn't want the agency to be abolished by Congress.
I think they're just doing it so crooks can be more crookeder and the consumers need protection.
Some members of Congress do want to get rid of the CFPB altogether, but the feeling among Congress watchers is Congress wants to change the CFPB, not wipe it out.
Innately, there is nothing wrong with the CFPB.
That's Ed Groshans, an analyst at Height Analytics. He says the problem with the CFPB is the way it's structured. It's basically out of the clutches of Congress.
It's completely independent and outside the control of Congress. And I think for some Republicans, just that structure in and of itself, they don't care for.
Some Republicans want veto power over the CFPB's budget. Right now, it's funded directly by the Federal Reserve, not an appropriation from Congress. Francis Creighton is with the Financial Services Roundtable, a trade association for banks. He's been lobbying for congressional control over the CFPB's budget.
I don't think you ever want to give any agency of any kind a complete blank check.
Creighton also wants Congress to change the leadership of the CFPB. Instead of having a single director, he wants it to be headed by a 5-member bipartisan commission. Creighton says that would give banks some stability, so they're not at the whim of a single director. But strong backers of the CFPB, like Democratic Senator Elizabeth Warren, say the CFPB would just get bogged down in political bickering if it were headed by a commission.
Structurally, we need an agency that can move when there's a problem, not an agency that can move after consumers have been cheated for 10 years.
The Republicans who want to make these changes to the CFPB will probably need some support from Democrats, but they can forget about Warren.
I will fight them every inch of the way. Count on it.
As the debate swirls around it, the CFPB is continuing work it started under the Obama administration, including new rules for payday lenders. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.